As symbolic political gestures go, they don't come more benign than House Bill 235, one of the few near-unanimous and strangely positive measures to clear this year's legislature. The bill, which would have simply codified into state law the ability of so-called Dreamers, or undocumented children brought into the U.S. by their parents, to obtain a Florida driver's license, somehow attracted the ire of Governor Rick Scott this week. It doesn't matter that the state already issues driver's licenses to youth whose deportation was deferred by President Obama's executive order on immigration, something nearly all legislative Republicans must have realized when they voted for it. Nope, Scott wanted to send a pointed message with his veto pen, staring down the federal executive order and saying it was never passed by Congress, nor is it a promulgated rule. In other words, once again, the governor is denying federal reality. The move comes at a confusing time for Republicans struggling with immigration reform. Senator Marco Rubio, who was handpicked by his party to lead the crusade for a reform-like gesture that might fool Hispanic voters into thinking that the Republican Party wasn't stacked with xenophobes, is now backpedaling on the issue after the expected outcry from the Tea Party fringes. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi this week refused to sign on with 35 other attorneys general from across the country in support of a bipartisan immigration plan because, she says, she is too busy. And now this? It looks like all the chatter from Florida Republicans about so-called illegal aliens is at cross purposes with the Big Ten outreach they had hoped for. The only alienation going on here is their own.